What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 29 of the Producer Life podcast. I received an email this week reminding me that my web hosting was about to expire, so this seems like a good time to do an episode on websites for DJs and producers. In this episode, I'm going to introduce you to the tools I've used to build my website at houseninjamusic.com and explain why I made the choices I did. You may be asking, why do I even need a website? I already update Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and a dozen other social media sites. Isn't that enough? I come back to the point we've made numerous times on this podcast. Social media sites come and go. Your website and mailing list are the only two things you really own as a musician, so they deserve at least as much attention as your social media. As I'm writing this, the U.S. government is threatening to restrict the wildly popular Chinese social media app TikTok, which would be disastrous for some musicians who've built a huge following there but haven't converted them yet to their email lists. So, if you're getting started or thinking about redoing your website, keep listening. But first, cue the intro music.
This is the Producer Life Podcast with your host, the House Ninja. Bringing you actionable ideas to improve your music and get it heard.
Let me start at the beginning. Branding comes first. I tried hard to ensure my username on most platforms would match my website. I made that decision all at once after considering multiple variations on House Ninja. Ultimately, I decided on House Ninja Music, which I use on all my social media as well as my website. It turns out there's also a House Ninja out there that does real estate stuff, so I had to differentiate myself. If you're just getting started and trying to decide on a DJ name, a good resource is Knowem.com, that's Knowem.com, which lets you search dozens of social media sites at once and see if a particular handle is taken. During the process, you want to think about search engine optimization. In other words, how easy is it to Google your name? There's a Portuguese vocalist I really like whose name is Sandra Bullet, that's B-U-L-L-E-T. She does a lot of acoustic covers and also provided the top line vocals for my track, Love the Way You Love. But every time I try to find her online, her profile gets buried under the actress Sandra Bullock. Making matters worse, her handles don't match across the social media platforms. So when I try to tag her on one platform, it sometimes takes digging to find her on another. Most people just won't bother. In contrast, I'm House Ninja Music just about everywhere, making it easy for people to find me. Kind of ironic for a ninja now that I think about it. The next stop is domain registration. This is where you purchase the rights to your domain, the root URL people go to. When people type your website into a browser, your domain registrar points them to the hosting location, which I'll talk about next. There's a lot of top-level domain extensions, .co, .biz, .org, .music, but .com is the gold standard for professional-looking domains, and the one that most people default to. So I recommend checking website availability as you're thinking about your handle on social media networks. I use Google Domains at domains.google.com. It's $12 a year and offers free privacy protection. So if you look up my website using Whois, you don't get my real name and home address. Instead, you get Google as the domain registrar and an address in California. I've been happy with Google as my domain registrar and would recommend them. After that is hosting. This is the company that hosts the server that stores your website and serves it up to people visiting your domain. I've been using Bluehost since 2017 and have been really happy with them as well. They're one of the least expensive web hosting providers and provide nearly 100% uptime. Full disclosure, I did sign up for their affiliate program, so you can support this podcast if you decide to sign up using the link in my show notes. That also gives you their promotional rate of $3.95 a month. After the first year, it goes up to their normal rate of $7.99 a month. I use the WordPress software to build my website. That's the content management system. WordPress has been around for 20 years, and it's one of the most popular content management systems on the planet. What that means to you is that there's a ton of plugins that allow you to customize a site any way you want. It's also infinitely expandable, so when you decide that it's time to hire a webmaster, they're almost guaranteed to be familiar with the platform. I also use a plugin called Elementor, which provides drag-and-drop interface with a ton of good-looking elements to add to your website. I've used them for the last couple of years. I started off with their free version, which includes a lot of useful templates, but ultimately wound up upgrading to their premium version, which is only $50 a year. What really sucked me in were their pop-ups for email collection. I was looking for a cheaper version than Opt-in Monster, which is $120 a year just for their opt-in forms, whereas Elementor Personal also gave me 300 templates, 50 more widgets for the theme builder. It was a much better deal. Elementor is one of the top 15 most popular plugins for WordPress, and they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, I'll post an affiliate link for you on the episode page, which lets you support the podcast. The reason the pop-up is so important is for building your email list. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, your website and your email list are the only two things you really own. I use MailChimp to handle my emails, and that integrates very easily with the Elementor pop-up. There are a bunch of other plugins that I like and use on my site. An especially important one for this podcast is the Blueberry PowerPress plugin, which lets me easily publish podcasts just like I publish a blog entry. But that's another show. I'll have a list of my favorite plugins on the show notes page. So my total cost between the domain registration, hosting, and Elementor Pro is about $12 a month, going with the full price of Bluehost. That's competitive with Bandzoogle, Wix, or any of the other one-stop website building sites, but it gives me complete control over the website and hundreds of pre-made templates and tools to easily build and update my pages. This did take some time and research to figure out which tools and services I wanted to use initially, but if you want to copy what I'm doing, I feel very confident recommending this combination of tools and services. Because the WordPress slash Elementor combo is so popular, there are a lot of tutorial videos out there and forums that you can rely on if you need help. This is a DIY approach, but it's not hard. It does take a little time to set up initially. Once you've got your name chosen, I'd say allow 2 days as plenty of time to register your domain, sign up for hosting, get familiar with the software, and build your initial pages. After that, adding content's pretty easy. Oh, a legal word of caution. And this applies to any website you build, not just one on WordPress. If you're going to collect data about your visitors, either through a mailing list, Facebook Pixel, or Google Analytics, you have to have a privacy policy. WordPress provides some boilerplate material, and I expect Wix and Bandzoogle do too, but you really need to read up on this and the European GDPR laws, or better yet, have an attorney familiar with this stuff help you. Europe's privacy laws are much stronger than the ones in the United States, so you have to be very careful how you store and what you do with your users' data. So to recap briefly, pick a name, pick your domain, pick a hosting provider, pick your software, and build your website. And then it's up to you to just keep it updated. One thing my website really lacks, though, is e-commerce. WordPress works really well with Shopify and WooCommerce, but I haven't got this set up yet. Eventually, I need a much more robust merch store, but I'll prioritize that once I start touring. Right now, I'm just using a print-on-demand service, which is Redbubble, but their store doesn't embed well on the website. So if you go to my merch shop, it's just photos with links to the Redbubble store where someone can purchase something with my logo. There's a lot of options, t-shirts, phone cases, pillows, etc. And then it gets printed on demand and sent to them. So that's my website. Take a minute to look around and let me know what you think. I'd love to get your feedback. I'm pretty proud of it considering I don't have any formal website design training. I'd also be really interested to know what tools you use for your website. Join the discussion on the show notes page at producerlifepodcast.com, episode 29. If you're enjoying this podcast, also it would be awesome if you'd spend 3 minutes posting a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. That would be a huge help. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be somebody's hero today.